Hey everyone, today's episode is from a sales webinar I did back in March. I'm going to teach you about the habits of peak performing salespeople and creating a winning mindset. Join me live every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for my free training. Don't forget to join my text community at 949-298-2905, or you can always email me at david@dmeltzer.com.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Today we're joined by David Meltzer. We're going to be covering mastering the art of sales. So, Robbie, do you want to kick us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and who our fantastic guest is today.
Yeah, well, you all know me. I'm a lead geek. I'm a total nerd. And I just want to tell a little story of how we got to this point. And David, I think you'll appreciate this. I got a text message from one of my friends who's a former coworker of mine with a podcast. And this was probably about 6 months ago. And it was this guy named David Meltzer. And I had never heard of you, David, at that point. And, you know, since then, I've been reading your books. You know, I've been a student of yours, and it's honestly surreal to have you on today. But you play the game much differently than most. You're very focused on being pragmatic, yet very spiritual. And dude, I'm excited because if you guys haven't heard Meltzer talk, he brings some gems. And dude, you've been through a ton in your life. So I'm super excited to have you on today. And as you can tell, I'm a Minnesota guy. So the fact that you get to work with Warren Moon, a former Minnesota Vikings, former Minnesota Vikings, pretty awesome. But, you know, we're super excited to have you here today, David. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, the topic of sales is one of my favorites because I think everybody has to understand the way that we get things done is by sharing a vision. Whether you monetize it by selling something, that's a whole different story. But in the context, I've been a student of sales for a long time, a professional student of sales since I graduated law school. But previous to that, you know, it's in my innate being. I always say I have two superpowers. One is just selling, but even beyond selling, I can raise money. So I learned in the 90s, there's one thing to sell, but I can raise money for charities or I can raise money for businesses. And those are my superpowers. But without the sales skills that I learned and being a student of sales and a professional of sales, I never would have gotten to where I am today. And it has its downsides as well. And I learned those lessons furthermore.
Sure. Awesome. Well, you know, just to kind of kick it off, David, you know, the background of people that will be listening to this live and in the recordings are in real estate sales and they're in mortgage sales. That's just to kind of give you the background. You know, what would be some very practical sales advice, frankly, you'd give to anyone? What would be some practical sales advice you would share, you know, with the group?
Yeah, so I have a basic matrix of selling. First, understanding the five to thrive of how sales or sharing a vision is made. So each day, pragmatically, your number one goal to fill your pipeline is to stimulate interest. And when we stimulate interest, whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, or media, radio, print, TV, or social media, whether we're doing it in any of those platforms, the way we best stimulate interest is to ask for a series of questions of how we can provide value. And then also ask for a series of questions, especially in real estate. Do you know anybody that can help me? And it's not one question. It's not just saying, hey, how can I be of service? Or, hey, do you know someone to help me? It's asking open-ended questions to learn how to get the emotional attachment because people bond emotion. And when you're stimulating interest, especially, it's an emotional-based decision. One other pragmatic thing on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, I tell these tips and this is one of the, it's funny because I put up a video and sometimes I'm like, oh, this is genius and nobody likes it. And then I put up like something that's basic to me and millions of people are like, oh, this is genius. One of the things that people think is genius is that you have to know, first of all, 80% of all phone calls don't get answered. So if you're not an expert at leaving messages, you're missing out. You're missing out on 80% of the opportunities. And remember, when you call someone and leave a message, there's only one reason, only one objective of leaving a message. That's to get them to call you back. Don't sell, don't educate, don't entertain. Only stimulate interest for someone to call you back. Unless, of course, it's your mother-in-law, then utilize it so she doesn't call you back. But regardless, in sales, we want people to call us back in person, on the phone, via email. and media, radio, print, TV, and social media, then have the appropriate information ready to transition interest. So a lot of times, especially in real estate, people, they don't have the information, and they know they've done it 100 times. And it's like, you know, they're going to ask you what the interest rate is. You know, they're going to ask you for an application. You have everything professionally set. Manage expectations. Make it as easy as possible. I know I got my AI genius, Nate, over there shaking his hand going, I know exactly how we could do that. But then sharing a vision. Yeah. You know, I see a lot of time wasted because people think beyond sharing a vision. What we need is an aligned vision of making sure that we go in detail through what we're going to do. And through that shared vision, a verbal yes that we want to move forward, then you can put a go, no go plan together to step by step continue to get yeses in order to effectuate a written close. Whether it's a mortgage, whether it's a sale, whether it's title, whatever it may be within real estate. And I've owned and lost more real estate than anyone, most likely than you've met. So I know a lot about this ballgame of where I made mistakes, and I pragmatically put it together because not just for real estate, but for my life. I want to make sure scientifically, here's how I am most efficient, effective, and statistically successful. If you do this step, you stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision, and manage and develop a vision with a go, no go plan, step by step, calling them and saying, okay, I've received your application. Do you still want to move forward? Yes. Okay, I got the appraisal. You still want to move forward? Yes. Okay, interest rates have gone down. Do you want to relock? Yes. Whatever the go, no go plan is, step by step. And then when you get to the close, it's just simply, can you see any reason you won't want to move forward? Let's do it, right? And there's no surprises, there's anything. But if you do that, the best part about it, especially in real estate, because everybody deals in real estate and everybody knows somebody that deals in real estate, is that you will thrive. And that's why I named it the Five to Thrive, because the people that you deal with now become your sales reps. And as much as we think that, you know, people get their agents and their mortgage people with people that live next door and their friends, they don't, because they have too many friends, and the last thing they want to do is tell you, hey, Nate, instead of Dave, instead of Brittany, instead of this. No, they're going to go by someone recommending, and then they can say, oh, my friend Dave recommended him, and that's how I got them. You know, I know more people in real estate, but when I bought my beach house, you know, I used the kid that I was mentoring. Nobody knew him. Right. You know, there's no great restraint, and the reason is because he always managed to develop my vision. So, you know, understanding how a sale is made, utilizing pragmatically the statistical success involved. Another thing that made me successful in sales is just understanding productivity and how that works. You've read my book, you know, The Power of 64. I'll give you the basics of it, but there's, you know, enhanced versions of a variety of different things that we do. But the idea was this: I was in sales and my quota was 250 grand a year. And so I said, most people at best are 8 hours productive a day. I'm going to be 16 hours productive a day. I'm going to, what back then I called work, I called activity I get paid for. I was going to have activity I get paid for 16 hours a day. And then in that time, I was going, and this is something we can do now during this transition period, reengineering period, reformation period, repurposing period. Not a crisis, everyone. It's a time for opportunity. But one of the things I continue to do in my life is I look at time. And so I took 16 hours of productivity, and every day I spent time to figure out how I can save 4 minutes. Now, every time you can figure out a way you could save 4 minutes a day, you will have 3 days of productivity. It equals 24 hours of productivity. That's 3 days of productivity that you will gain. And, you know, some of the simple things that I learned was, you know, 80 hours a year is spent looking for things we lost. So if you spend time creating a system so you don't lose your wallet and your keys, which is the number one thing people lose, I can right away give you 3 extra days of activity you get paid for. And if you do that every year, you can imagine how much more successful. So my goal was 16 hours of productivity plus, now times twice as efficient, became 32 hours of productivity. And then, like we talked about earlier, I became a professional salesperson. I was blessed when I was, you know, 12 years old. Tony Gwynn was my baseball coach at the San Diego School of Baseball. And I was amazed how he studied and studied and practiced. He had a monochrome screen with a beta machine, and he would reverse the pitcher's arm, and he would get exactly where the release point was, exactly where the – this is all he saw like 1,000 times. And I'm like, Tony, man, you're the greatest hitter of all times. Modern day, you batted 394 last year. What are you doing? He said, I'm becoming statistically successful, Dave. Baseball's about statistics, and so is sales. And so I practice in the mirror. I practice on my old video camera. I practice to my mom and my dad and my friends. I practice all the time because I was going to become more statistically successful so I could have 64 hours of productivity 7 days a week. So when I made $1 million 9 months out of law school and people were like, oh, you're amazing, you blew out the quota, I was laughing in my head because I was like, dude, I worked 10 years. I was 10 years and 9 months. You know, it's a matter of beating people with math. And there's no better profession in the world than real estate to beat people with math. I you know, one of the top executive coaching businesses in the world.
Yeah.
And I coach a lot of real estate guys. One of my favorite was a kid that was about to go bankrupt. He had all the natural ability to sell, oversell, back and sell, manipulate, lie and cheat. And he didn't know why he was nowhere in real estate. And I said to him, first question, I was like, hey, man, how many doors are you knocking on? He goes, I don't need to knock on doors. Whoa. What do you mean you don't knock on doors? In person, on the phone, via email, and media. I don't care how much your Facebook spend is. I go, how many listings do you need to be a millionaire in Southern California? He said, I need 3 new listings a month, right, to be a millionaire. I said, all right. I said, how many people are you going to need to talk to in order to get 3 listings? He said, 1,000. I said, okay, 50 a day. 50, you're going to knock on 50 doors a day because nobody else is doing it. And you're going to ask them a question. How are you? What are you doing today? Tell me about your house. Do you know anybody else? Right. And you're going to get, the man makes $3 million a year, makes $3 million a year. In 3 years, he's been, and guess what? He still knocks on 50 doors a day, but he's not knocking in his own neighborhood with competing against his family and friends. He's knocking on places where they got $30 million homes where nobody's knocking. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, you have to understand there's productivity, efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success. Understanding your calendar, being a student of your calendar. There's 3 places of your calendar. One is what you have planned for the day. Try to be as efficient, effective. But the white space of your calendar, what you don't have planned, is where the magic's made. The people that focus in on the white space. And then, of course, especially now, sleep. I study sleep. Your immune system is built up in your sleep, and your immune system has never been more valuable than today. If you aren't knocking and healthy to knock on doors, and you're not healthy to be on the phone or email people or be on social media, you know, if you're not healthy, you can't give to others. So that is a long-winded, hopefully, I'm filling in. I got 20 minutes. I want to give everybody as much info as I can.
Dude, David, I took 3 pages of notes, so I didn't expect that to happen. You know, that's a really great summary. And I think, obviously, you know, one of the big things that we're seeing in real estate is, dude, there's so much fear out there right now with everything that's going on with COVID-19 anxiety, concerns. And it's not just, you know, with leads that you're speaking to or people you're speaking to. I even hate calling them leads, right? They're people. People are people. It's also in these business owners. And you and I both know when most people encounter fear, they shut down, they freeze, they run back. And I'm telling people, this is going to be one of the greatest lead generations of an opportunity for those that put in the work. But so many people don't want to do that right now. Now, I want to ask you this, David, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, because I know we only got about 5 minutes left. There's so much noise right now. This is, I mean, truly, when you look out there, media headlines, Facebook, you can't escape it. At this point, it's everywhere. If you're on social media, what would be some of the tips, tricks, habits that you would give to people to remain positive, to remain focused during this time? Because that's probably the most crucial thing for people right now, is how do they stay there as opposed to getting drawn into, you know, the constant negativity. And, you know, I got to point out, y'all should have heard it of, dude, you pointed and just the way you reframe some of these things from, this is not a crisis, these are opportunities. But what are some of the habits that you would recommend for our listeners today?
Well, for number one, the number one habit is your health, right? The whole idea of what I do is practice ending fear, even when there's not a repurposing or reengineering going on. So I practice a minimum of an hour a day on my health. creating a higher frequency that I utilize as a baseline for the rest of the day to know when I'm not at my higher self, at my best self, when I know I'm not enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. And it's easier to do today than it was yesterday to be in fear. So make a practice of ending fear. Identify when you have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, frustrated, anxious, fearful, guilty, all these different emotions, they just create an interference or a block to your efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success. So practice ending fear by focusing in a minimum amount of time on your health. And then, believe it or not, you know, make more face calls and phone calls. You know, we can't meet face to face. You know, a lot of us are under quarantine in our neighborhoods and cities, but you can use FaceTime and Zoom. You can make telephone calls. Reach out. There's never been a better opportunity statistically that people will answer. Yes. And they'll be excited to talk to you. They're tired of getting texts and emails. They want some healthy interaction, and they'll always remember when you're calling to see how you're doing. And asking them those open and closed-ended questions, a series of questions of how you can provide value to them or how they can provide value to you. Create a flow of energy, of graciousness between you. And if you practice any fear, so start with those people most relative to you. We're always ignoring a great source of business and of health for us in a relationship. So give, you know, a minimum amount of time. For me, every day, a minimum of an hour on my health, a minimum of 30 minutes with my wife, minimum 30 minutes with my 9-year-old, minimum of 2 minutes with my teenage daughters, minimum of 1 minute with my mom. And then I start going down, you know, my phone, you know, I'm sad to say, has 33,000 phone numbers and people in it. So I'm using this time to call people that I haven't talked to and delete people that I don't want to talk to and clean out my phone, right? I don't need that negative energy in there. With everything going on, I don't feel it's necessary to call and say hi to you. You're out of my phone, right? I don't need you in my phone. And right. So I'm going down every day and spending, you know, a minimum of 1 hour just going down my phone one by one, deleting people and calling people and just saying, hey, I just want to check in to see how you're doing, asking open-ended questions. And I am overloaded with leads. I am overloaded with people and, you know, just all types of, you know, things that are making everybody feel good. And I'm practicing ending fear, which is creating, remember, and I know we have a couple minutes, 5 minutes. This is the most important thing to remember.
Yeah.
Everybody out there is always connected to the greatest source of light, love, and lessons. No matter what's happening, you're always connected to an unbelievable source of energy. You're the one that creates the interference and corrosion. And I've seen people do it in the best of times, and I see more people do it in the worst of times. But if you focus in on your highest frequency, that my job is to clean that connection, right? Mm-hmm. To practice ending fear and to practice ending the separation that I have, and just, you know, put faith by putting productivity, you know, money's not going to disappear. It just slows down, right? And we want to take that money and make sure when it speeds up that we're in the right position to catch it and give it away and help other and create this flow back again, right? We want that flow to go. So you got to be able to clear the connection. And then remember, connect to other people, because everything for me is how much light, love, and lessons can I take into me, give appreciation as a cleansing, adding value to it, whatever value I can, and then giving it away with no corrosion or interference, like guilt, resentment, offense, conditions and judgments, attacking thoughts, all the things that cause me to when I give away, to create the connection. The more people that I can create a flow with and elevate their vibration, elevate their awareness, and create, look, the most viral thing in the world, I will tell you right now, is happiness. If you help somebody, serotonin is released in your brain. It also helps your immune system, but it makes you happy. And guess what? When you help somebody else, serotonin is released in their brain as well. And guess what? When people witness that, like they will these videos, serotonin is released in their brain and it makes them happy. So think about, you know, if a million people see this video, that's way more viral, way more viral. Happiness is way more viral than any disease you could think of, because you ain't catching any disease other than negativity in on the video. But you can create serotonin, which literally counteracts any type of disease because it strengthens your immune system. So get out there, in person, on the phone, via email and media, radio, print, TV, and social media, however you can, and utilize these types of tools in order to help people and ask for help. That's the basis of why I wanted to come on here. And everybody, look, reach out to me. I am available to help you. You can text me at 949-298-2905. You can reach me at David Meltzer. I'm not offended by anybody who doesn't know me. There's 4.2 billion people on the internet alone. If just 0.2 of you know me, that would be a miracle. So I'm expecting that most people have never heard of me, but I want to finish with this. My goal in life is to impact over a billion people to be happy. All I need is 1,000 people like Robbie, Nate, Izzy. I need 1,000 people like you that can impact another 1,000 to impact another 1,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is a million. A million times 1,000 is a billion. Hey, a happy world is an abundant world. Everybody needs real estate. If we got happy, abundant people buying and selling real estate, all four of us are going to be super rich and super happy. We can make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. I appreciate the time, my friends.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.